This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky.
The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to week?
Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
Someone have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You are listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
How y'all doing? Periscopians, Facebook Live. What's good?
That's right. And also, we got BBB, B34, I guess.
B3, 4B3, 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 School of Broadcasting,
where you make your dreams come true.
100TVRadioGoCSB.com.
Absolutely. We have a great show for you today, and we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
And next week we'll do phone-in calls. We'll do first segment, we'll do phone-in.
So we'll start the show off with that.
We'll post the phone number on the Facebook page so you can see it, and we'll say it
and
during the entire
segment. And on our website, breakdownsportsshow.com, where you can catch all our shows, you can catch my blog, you can catch pictures, you
and
can
trust,
catch videos.
Big Shot will start blogging. I got to get off my lazy.
Me too. Same here.
I've had a couple things I wanted to blog about, and I just haven't pulled out the notes and started just jotting it down.
But first, we're going to go. We got a great show. Like, we're talking about baseball. We got NFL news. We got NHL news. We got two words for you. We got Bon Voyage. But first, let's go into who are you sitting at the bar with? Now or whose car are you crashing? Talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. Who are you sitting at the bar with? In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. All right. Who's going first? Since I take everybody's answer.
I'm sitting with Dwight Howard. Welcome to Charlotte. First round's on me. We hope to get a revitalized Dwight Howard here. Just bring your passion, bring your energy. Leave that other stuff at home, man. And we'll be good. We'll be solid.
Living in a dream.
I'm going to go with Magic Johnson. I kind of know who they're going to go with at number two. They're trying to set smoke screens all week, saying Lonzo had bad workouts, wasn't in shape, da da da. But they're going to pick Lonzo Ball. But he still wants two more. I think he said he wants two more first round picks. He's trying to get. So I want to know how he's going to kind of finagle that and get that done, because I think he will. I think at the end of the day, the Lakers are going to make some noise in this draft too.
They don't have to. I mean, you want to clear space. You want to go after LeBron and Paul George next year.
Yeah, like you said, they traded Russell. They Swaggy P. Thank God is finally off that team.
They told him not to
opt in. Yeah, we don't want you back.
I am begging the city of Charlotte, and a lot of people in Charlotte are like, please sign him. Please don't sign Nick Young. Please.
That's what I'm saying about these fans. What?
Yes. There's people in Charlotte who are like, yes, we need the players coming off the bench to shoot the ball. You don't need that. Trust me.
Swaggy P.
There's other – go back and get Troy Daniels or something. Don't get – don't. I'm not calling him that because he doesn't have a P in his name. What is the Swaggy P for?
Silly P. Sorry P.
Sorry ass. Sorry A. There you go.
You know, so.
Anyway, that's a good one. That's. Let's sit at the bar with Sam Hinkie. If you don't know who Sam is, he used to be the general manager for the 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
What the world are you thinking now? These guys are actually panning out. It looks like it. Their future's bright. They're getting ready to get number one pick tonight. And now you're at home watching somebody else do all your work.
He's thinking that the Sixers owe him some more money because he came up with the idea of, hey, we should just tank. We just need to tank for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I hate tanking, but, you know.
It's the process. It's the NBA. The NBA rewards tankers.
Yeah.
Now, if the Sixers just stay healthy, see what they get from Okafor and everybody else and see if they can actually do something. All right, talking about baseball, the Cubs send Kyle Schwarber down to AAA. He's hitting 178.
He needed to get something. He just needed to get away. I think he was in his own head. When you're in a slump, it's hard to get out of a slump. So go see some lesser quality pitching and see if you can get your stuff back right.
Go Iowa.
Dude, go somewhere.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets it right because he is a very good young player. You know, looking at baseball right now, your Yankees are a half game ahead of the Red Sox.
Struggling, just came off of seven.
Yeah, they lost seven straight.
Y'all are 3-7 the last 10. So
no pitching, no pitching, no pitching. We have no starting.
Y'all are ahead of schedule, so that's a good thing. I mean, you need.
We want to win, damn it! I know. Tired of not making any noise in October.
I don't want to hear it. 1988 is calling over here, buddy.
That's okay.
88.
That's all right. 2010 is 2010. It's been too long since the Yankees have won the title.
Whatever.
Shoot.
Yeah. The best franchise in baseball needs to win.
Exactly.
Right? The Dodgers need one.
Right? The Dodgers don't need one. They good.
We ain't won one since 88. That's we plenty. Need one. That's, we need a
that's
championship.
Plenty.
Y'all don't need any more. 28 is enough.
We need as many as we can get every year.
All right. The Indians are leading the Twins by a game and a half. The Astros are still playing. They're 5-5 in the last 10. They cooled down a little bit, but they're still 12.5 games ahead of Seattle. And that whole division is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The National League East, the Nationals are 9.5 games ahead of Atlanta. Speaking of bad divisions, the Miami Mets and Phillies are all below 500. Milwaukee Brewers still leading the Central. They're 2 games ahead of the Cubs. Cubs have been playing better lately, but the Brewers are 7-3 in the last 10. Then look out west. The Dodgers are 9-1 and a 6-game winning streak, and we've won 13 of the last 14 games. We're 47-26. We're 2 games back at the best record in the league. But, unfortunately, the Rockies are a half game out, and the Diamondbacks are a game and a half out. So we got 3 teams in the West that have 26-27 losses. The division's killing it. And right now, the Rockies are playing the Arizona, so the two of them are fighting out between themselves right now. But we're, you know, the whole West right now is killing it. There's going to be 2 teams come out of the West for the wild card this year. So, anything on baseball, you guys?
Let's get to this All-Star break, get to this Home Run Derby. I'm looking forward to that.
Did you get the whole list, the Home Run Derby?
I didn't see the whole list. This is some good ones. Oh, why are you looking that up? I forgot to give out one Sunshine Award to the biggest Sunshine Award winner of this week, Derek freaking Carr.
David Fizdale.
Derek freaking Carr.
Yeah.
5 years, $125 million. $40 million guaranteed, including a $30 million on the bonus.
You just took away my thunder for the NFL segment. He's the highest paid player in NFL history. 5 years, $125 million extension. A $70 million guarantee.
That's
contract.
What I said. 40 fully said 40? Guaranteed and $30 million signing bonus.
My fault. $70 million, second most ever.
That'll change.
What, the highs?
Yeah.
Yes, it will because he's other quarterback. Because
Kirk Cousins is like, yeah. Thank you, Derek Carr. Thank you,
Derek Carr. As far as that goes, he's Mike Conley right now.
Cars 5 year. Here's something from Ian Rappaport. That trumps the $24 million new money average received a year ago by Andrew Luck. Let's see. Carr will make $126 million over 6 years. That happened because of Luck. Which, by the way, let's go back to who really started this. And Ryan that would Tannehill. Be Ryan Tannehill getting $100 million, then Cam Newton, then all these other quarterbacks.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Russell Cutler. Wilson.
Yep.
Brock Osweiler.
I need to get $100 million.
So, you know who really should get a thank you and is getting ready to get paid? Carson Wentz will be the next one.
Yeah.
And
Dak. Oh, yeah. Carson's about to get paid. Dak about to get paid.
Derek Carr got paid all that money and hasn't even played a playoff game.
No. He's been in the league 2 years, right? It's just crazy. You sign these guys. Is it three?
Last year was his third year. This is his fourth season.
He's been a really good quarterback, but man.
They didn't want him to drag on. His contract was up at the end of the season anyway. Go ahead and get your quarterback signed up. Like, we're not playing around. We want you. Let's make this happen.
And you got to take care of your
quarterback. Don't be the Washington racial slurs right now who are going to lose their damn quarterback.
And be franchising every year.
Are you going to have Josh Norman playing quarterback for you guys because he's going to be your highest paid player?
Oh, Lord.
You shouldn't have Kirk Cousins should walk anyway.
Mm-mm.
Come on, you really think he should be? Come on. But he's going to get paid. He's definitely going to get paid. Looking at other news, going after baseball, NFL, Eric Decker agrees to a one-year deal with the Titans.
I don't know all the contingencies on that deal, but I don't know if he makes it on the final roster.
Yeah, does he even make the team? That's the thing.
That's going to be the thing. I don't know if he makes the final roster. Dude had hip and shoulder surgery.
His wife will like it, though. His wife will like it in Tennessee.
Of course.
She's a country singer, I believe.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. So I think
that was the main reason for going there.
Yeah, she'll like it.
Yeah, if I can.
Yeah. He's going from Fitzpatrick to Mariota, so that's another.
The other ones are not. Have for the baseball home run hitting contest have not been.
I know they invited Aaron Judge. Like,
yeah,
you got to have you Aaron Judge in the cast of MLB All Stars.
Time out. Hold on a second here. Slow your roll.
What?
There's somebody that's actually on a better pace than Aaron Judge right now, and that would be Cody Bellinger, who has 21 home runs in 51 games. No one, including Aaron Judge, has done that.
But he don't hit the ball as hard or as far.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Aaron Judge has like the top 13
longest home runs. It don't matter how far you hit it, as long as you hit it out.
For the home run derby, it kind of
does. No, it doesn't.
We want to see. We like to see you hit it out.
It's
quantity.
It's quantity.
I want to see quality home runs. Like, if you don't get out the second round, it's cool. But if you hit like 15 of them, 500 feet, and we were like, oh!
Listen, I like Aaron Judge, but dude, Cody Pillinger's killing it
right now. I know he's killing it.
Even more than this
Cody.
Guy.
I like a love
for
Cody.
Don't be bashing Cody.
Did I say anything about Cody?
You said Aaron Judge.
I said Aaron Judge in a list of all-star. Because nobody else has been announced but
Just because it's Aaron Judge, you don't include Cody?
He plays.
And why can't it be Aaron Judge and Cody?
Yankees.
He plays in L.A.
The Yankees
have
more
pool. He's in the capital of the world.
New York.
L.A. Yeah. Yes.
New York.
L.A. L.A. is better than
New L.A. York. Loves basketball more than they love baseball. New York is all about that baseball.
False. We just broke the $3 million. We just broke the 3 million attendance record for the season. No other team's even close. Even the Yankees are not close. So there you go. Anyway, have a hot take here for a minute. Aaron Judge. Cody
Aaron
Bellinger.
Judge is the new face of the league.
No, he's not. Cody Bellinger is. And Corey Seager. That's where your talent is at. And wait a minute. I think Chicago actually is the face of the league.
They ain't the face of the league.
They just want, man,
Chris Bryant has fell off. Bryce Harper is done.
Dude, are you? Oh my gosh!
All Mike right. Trout is yesterday's news.
Oh my gosh! All right, this is going sideways. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, and Dak Prescott have best odds to win the 2007 MVP. Who is your early favorite for MVP?
Aaron Rodgers. He's going to have the stats. He's always in the top three. It seems like every year.
Who's going to be MVP out of who?
Well, I mean, you can name another person. Tom Brady.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, and Dak Prescott are the odds on favorite to win the MVP.
I'm going to go Jordan Howard from the Bears.
Wow, that's a homer pick. I'm going to go with Zeke Elliott. What? Hey, if you don't go Howard, I'm going to go Elliott.
Elliott definitely has a chance.
I think Elliott, honestly. And listen, it's not becoming a Cowboys fan, but I think Elliott's going to actually have a 2,000-yard season, if rushing and receiving at least. This year. So I'm going to go with him.
If that fake coach don't screw it up.
I'm sorry, who?
That
coach
fake,
of the year?
That fake coach.
The guy that you guys, the guys you said, oh, why are you hating on Mr. Krzyzewski of the NFL?
What? He can't even hold a candlestick to Krzyzewski of the NFL.
He went to Duke to learn the system. Now he's installed it in Dallas.
He's trying to install it, huh?
So he is.
When he wins a playoff game officially.
Yeah, we can talk. He will.
He did win one, didn't he? Against Detroit.
He won a couple games, man. And then a blown call cost us.
That blown call against Detroit cost Detroit.
Yeah, whatever. That wasn't a blown call. That's fast interference on Detroit. All right. Going on to let's talk about NHL for a minute. The Vegas Knights had their expansion draft. Woohoo. They did pick up Marc-Andre Fleury from the Penguins. And that was the biggest name.
I think they traded him quickly to the Hurricanes?
I didn't see them trade somebody
to the Hurricanes.
Somebody from the Hurricanes got picked by the Knights.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear that.
Maybe I read it backwards. Oh, who cares? It's hockey.
So, and, you know, they just did all their awards. So, come on, man. You don't have to get into hockey next season.
Only thing you got to worry about is how y'all beating Pittsburgh? How y'all going to stop Pittsburgh from winning their third Stanley Cup in a row next year? It ain't going to be the Washington Capitals. Get that off your brain.
Yeah, never pick the Capitals, man. Never. Ever, ever. All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words. Seth Rollins to appear on the cover of WWE 2K18.
That's dope.
Deserves it. Yeah. Like the fans screamed Monday night for him.
I love the architect.
Can't wait.
King Slayer.
Yep. Draymond sends one final shot at LeBron during parade. You started the super team, bro.
He didn't start it, but
he definitely helped it.
Yeah, he didn't start it, but I mean, like I said, they won. They deserve to talk, kind of like Cleveland did last year. So, yeah, Cleveland should just kind of fall back and just let Golden State enjoy.
Take it.
Yeah. Kind of like Golden State did last year. I mean, they've been hearing the 3-1 jokes for a whole calendar year now.
Exactly.
You know, so RIP to the 3-1 jokes now.
Shoot, they heard it during the finals until the last game.
Yeah.
All right, LeBron, response needed. What are you going to do? How are you going to answer back?
Reclaim, rebuild.
There you go.
Jinder Mahal's dream opponent is The Rock. Says one day it can happen.
He doesn't want that.
Oh, man, the hype surrounding that. I kind of like where Raw's going now a little bit. A lot of people don't agree. I like where Raw's going with the new rivalries going on. And I kind of like what's going on with Raw now.
Some of it. There's a lot of good stuff going on. But there's still, like, the women's. They got them all together.
Here's the two words for Jinder Mahal trying to wrestle The Rock. 10 years. Be a big name for at least 10 years. Then maybe you can ask The Rock to grace you with his presence in the ring. Until then.
Yeah, he's not even worthy of being in.
Slow your roll, jabroni.
Jabroni.
All right, because you ain't there yet. You ain't made it. You ain't even close to SmackDown Hotel yet. You're down.
You're still on Baltic Ave somewhere. Yeah. Cheapside.
You're lucky to be in the ring with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
You're lucky to be in the ring with the Viper.
Paul George tells the Pacers he plans to become free agent next summer, wants to play the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean,
tough break. tough break for Indiana that he went out in the public and said it. If he would have went to him behind closed doors and said, you know what, I'm opting out, I'm going, I want to be in L.A., they would have had a better chance of acquiring a higher draft pick or
to get something,
or get something,
get
more
something
now.
Yeah.
Now it's out there that he doesn't want to be with y'all, and this is his preferred destination. Unless you're Cleveland that wants to take that one-year rental deal, more than likely – no other team is trading for him.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Carmelo in Denver. Because Carmelo is like, I'm going to New York. I'm done. And they traded him before the deadline. No?
Yeah, they traded him
right before the deadline, right?
Mm-hmm.
They traded him to New York. This is kind of what's going to happen with this team, I think. Because you can't – unless you trade him tonight, you won't be able to trade him until the deadline.
Now, luckily for the Nuggets, they got back a lot of quality pieces. Indiana's not going to get anything out of this deal because they know they don't have to offer Indiana anything because he's leaving anyway. It's like we're offering you what we think is fair right now. Take it or leave it.
I got an idea.
Take it or leave it.
Why don't we offer Dwight Howard, Marvin Williams, and MKG?
For Paul George?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
A disgruntled Paul George that won't play 35% passionate here.
He might – dude.
He's not going to go all out.
If Jordan makes the phone call, hey, I'm MJ. I'll sign you the deal. You have a shoe deal. You're living the great Queen
PG
City.
PG's like, I just signed my signature shoe just got released this year. You live in Charlotte. Y'all playing Charlotte. I'm going to L.A. No thanks, bro. You trade for me. I'm going to take nights off. I'm going to play half-assed. I'm not going to play any defense. Right, we don't need that.
Ruined another hope. Ruined my hopes. But you know what? David Fizdale.
Shout out David Fizdale.
David Fizdale was good.
Yeah. all right. Two words.
Yeah, tough break.
Another Laker. LeBron thanks ex-Cavs GM David Griffin. If no one appreciated you, I did.
Real talk. Because he did everything LeBron asked him to do.
Yeah, he did everything. I mean,
so that's real talk. Thank you.
This is a Dan Gilbert issue.
Dude, what? Now you say something about David Griffin? Oh, I hear all year long. I need some help. You need to do something. He finally does something. He gets fired.
He did the wrong thing.
Thanks for the help. Come on, man. You said, no wonder nobody stays around with LeBron. He keeps getting them fired. Triple H on women's Money in the Bank finish, trying to confirm 100% James Ellsworth is 100% a man. He doesn't believe he's 100% a man.
Cheap shot. Low blow.
F you, Triple H.
Double
chin.
This
is my boy like that.
Your boy who can't wrestle? Double chin.
He can wrestle. He deserves a push.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he deserves a chance to be the women's
champion. No, he doesn't.
Champion.
No, he doesn't.
Because he won Money in the Bank.
Let me tell you why somebody like James Ellsworth does not deserve a chance. Because look at him. He doesn't train. He does. I mean, come on, dude. He's horrible in the ring. He's horrible on the mic. That means they think anybody can be a wrestler. No, you actually have to be good at it to do it.
He can be a women's wrestler.
No, he can't.
Oh, God.
All right. Transformers Last Night movie came out yesterday. I went and saw it.
Overdone.
How was it?
Exactly.
2 hours and 29 minutes.
Overdone. How many more Transformer movies can you
One do? More without Michael Bay, though, the next one. Who's, and what you call it?
Who's in this?
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg is in it for his last movie he's doing. Anthony Hopkins is in it. Some other people.
What happened to Shia LaBeouf and Tyrese?
Tyrese is in it. Josh Duhamel's in it. I meant to mention
that. What's the girl?
Megan Fox.
No. They kept going to different girls after she said she didn't want to come back for the second one.
Well, I wish they got kind of look. They got a English version of her, a UK version for this movie. It was all right.
It's overdone, man. Go see Cars 3.
I will wait on Redbox. Or wait until Despicable Me 3 comes out 2 weeks. All right. Let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right.
All right. Bon voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. As always, thank you for tuning in. Catch us on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, BreakdownSportsShow.com, Facebook, Twitter. We are every freaking where you want to be.
BSS Carolinas on Twitter. Make sure you chat with us on Twitter. If you don't like our responses on something on Twitter, sorry, that's what we do.
It's crazy Hornets fans. Stop
I mean,
it.
give your opinions. Opinions are great. Everybody has them. We love to hear them.
They're like buttholes. Everybody's got one.
Exactly.
All right. You got any?
Like I said, man, like we talked about behind the scenes, RIP to Prodigy
The
legendary Mobb Deep.
Definitely.
Man.
Choked on an egg.
We don't know that.
He didn't choke on a chicken.
Yeah. Lost him to 42 years old.
42 years old, man.
42 years young.
So, yeah.
Definitely
one of the most memorable songs of all time. They still play that song from time to time. That's been over 20 years.
Shook Ones. You got Quiet Storm. I mean, man. Just
tons of hits.
He had the cookbook.
Did he have a cookbook?
He had a cookbook, yeah.
Jay-Z put him on blast.
Yeah, the memorable beefs with Jay-Z, you know, Dipset,
he had Nas,
yeah. So I mean, RIP, man, to a rap legend.
Definitely, it's been a lot this year.
And tomorrow, Mr. 315 gets a year older.
That's right. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Early birthday!
I'll see y'all in these streets.
You turning up? What are you doing for your birthday?
I don't know yet, but I'll be out. I'll be out and about doing some things.
There you go. As long as you're out and about, have a good birthday.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Be safe.
No doubt.
Real fast, Bermani Jones' last day on Highly Questionable is today at 4:30. They're starting their new show, I think, next week. Him and Pedro.
Pablo Torres.
But it's going to be a 12 noon show until 1 p.m. So it's a different time slot. I still don't know who's going to be on Highly Questionable. They haven't said yet.
Stu Gotts.
No, it's not Stu Gotts. No, they talked about it today. Stu Gotts, because Dan was like, you and my dad are exactly the same. We got to have somebody different.
They'll probably get Israel Gutierrez. He's already down in the Miami market.
Yeah,
he's got.
Well, they talk about Spain or
Sarah Spain would be cool too. She's pretty cool. But I think
nothing's Bermani though, man. I'm sorry, Bermani Jones is my favorite personality anywhere.
Everybody likes Bermani.
They do like
he's amazing.
Everybody likes him.
Yeah, have you ever listened?
His podcast is everything.
His podcasts are very good. He's always got good opinion when he talks. So we'll see who goes on there. Chiefs fire GM John Dorsey. You know, he was going on his way out anyway. And then last but not least, Enzo and Kaz split up.
Saw that coming.
Yeah.
That was crazy to me. What are they going to do? Neither one of them are a singles wrestler.
Yeah. Did you see?
Is it you can't teach that.
Did you see
Kaz?
Enzo, like, he's ready to cry? I saw.
Oh, no.
I just saw a tear.
No, you did.
Okay.
He cried.
He was shook up.
Because what is he?
He knew it was the end of his WWE career.
Yeah, what is
it? No, he's going to be a manager or somebody. He'll,
what is he going to do?
He's a mouthpiece.
Him and the Big Show.
He's a
tag
mouthpiece.
Tag team champions. Him and the Big Show will be tag team champs.
Big Cass.
Come on, Big Show always takes somebody to
trying
be a
to
champion.
Be another heel.
Yeah, he has to be better on the microphone too.
Yeah.
He's not that great.
He's not.
Put him with a girl.
SAWFT's off.
Yeah, they gotta get rid of that.
Y'all got anything? Yeah, they're getting rid of that. They'll do something with Cass. They got a bright future.
As Cass. Always, sports is life, baby.
And as always, you can catch us everywhere. Everybody have a great week in sports. Enjoy the draft tonight, and we'll see you later.
Side piece.
Don't forget to catch Monday Rule 3 Breakdown Edition. Everybody have a great week.